as is with a member of the public's conditions without our input, other than a back and forth verbal with the attorney, is not going to be able to move us forward. And I hope you guys understand by all of our testimony, we want to move forward. The McNamaras have responded in time for everything, and we've been waiting for responses. And because of the lapse of time, because of the nature of the season that we're in right now, we absolutely need more time, especially if we have to get a permit from the city that is going to take us up to 30 days.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah, I just want to kind of follow up just really briefly on Peter's comment.
Go ahead. I will tell you, I do not believe we can issue out a time extension based upon this land board submittal. It's not properly agendized to include an extension. So we could not grant you an extension.
Okay. And thank you for that clarification. And I would just add, I mean, procedurally, you've made it clear that it won't happen at that meeting, and I respect that. As far as an extension, you know, the settlement agreement does call for an extension. It says that, you know, removal in the winter isn't feasible. You know, one thing that I pointed out, I know that we're on a time constraint, but we have made 29 separate follow-ups to OCCL and Land Division over the course of the past year, you know, and there's been a lot of delays. We've been doing everything possible to get this done, and we are committed. One thing that I talked with the opposing counsel was if we do get an extension, about maybe committing to a removal bond, and that's something that we're willing to consider as well. We are very committed, as we've always been, to getting this down and getting up the burrito. So if the board, you know, just to kind of lay the foundation for that for future consideration.
Okay.
And thanks. Yeah. And if you have questions for our engineer and contractor, we have them. We weren't aware that heavy machinery was going to be approved, so we wanted to kind of be prepared to address that. We're appreciative of OCL's and Land Division's comments in that regard. But if you do have questions, those professionals are here as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I do have a motion.
Yeah, just as a point of clarification, then, if to take action, if we were to take action today, and more time is required as we proceed, you can always come in and, I imagine, and request an extension, a short extension of time. But otherwise, it seems to be in everyone's interest to preserve the consent settlement and have the board take action today so that we can move forward and not further delay. So I guess based on that, if that's your understanding and agreement, I'd like to make the motion to proceed with the staff recommendation with the limited additional notice and provision.
I'll second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
No opposition. The motion passes. Thank you very much. I appreciated the patience of everyone. We're going to go on to item IK1.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, Michael Kane, Office of Conservation and Coastal Lands. Item K1 regards two contested case petitions we received regarding the Diamond Head Breakwater Safety Project, or the dismantling of the breakwater outside the Doris Duke Foundation. No oral requests were made at the board hearing. The board voted to remove the structures. We did receive two written requests. So this is just a matter of policy and law. To grant a contested case, we need one of three things. Either a rule requires a contested case, either there's a statute that requires a contested case, or due process requires a contested case. There is no rule or statute that was cited in either of the submittals that would mandate a contested case. In regards to due process, we look at two things. One, is there a property interest? And that means a specific property interest, not just a desire to be somewhere or because you like something. Or Hawaiian cultural traditional practices that are protected by the Constitution. Neither of those are mentioned in the petitions. They're both attached. Our recommendation is to deny, as they do not meet the standards for mandating a contested case.
In addition, they didn't comply with the rules either.
Well, they didn't make the request at the meeting. Sorry.
Any questions, board members? I know Mr. McElhaney has been waiting patiently all day, and you'd like to come up and say something? Okay. Yep, well, somebody needs to come forward.
Thank you very much. My name is Blake McElhaney. I introduced myself earlier. I'm a resident of the North Shore of Oahu.
Yes, he was here all day.
And I just wanted to take note, there was an earlier matter where some comments were made and then it was still able to be deferred. And given the observations I've had of board members and mentioning that people need to know, I think I would support a motion to defer, given the late hour and just the various circumstances that I've heard from various members. But I'm hoping that because Dr. Fong and I have been around, that you would at least entertain the possibility of me reading a few sentences and showing you some photographs, and then we can defer and come back at your convenience. I just feel, just from observing the board, that might be the best outcome for today, given our time constraints.
Did you want to add anything beyond your...
Well, I was definitely hoping, I had spoken earlier about trying to get the photographs up, because I feel like part of the issue here is just a lack of clarity. I'm not sure how many, if any of you board members have been to the site and swam in the swim basin. So I think that's one of the main things is that we're trying to convey is that this is an actively utilized swimming area, demolishing a jetty that protects the swimming area and allowing an additional 350 tons of boulders to be brought in to buttress an existing seawall. My family and I are direly affected by the seawall issue that was just being discussed. And so I really appreciate the hard work that you're putting forward there. Our family and other families have lost access because of seawalls. And so it's just this strange paradox to us that if you read the submittals carefully, not only are the 500 tons of boulders from the jetty going to be put up against the Doris Duke existing seawall, they're also bringing in 350 tons of additional boulders from I'm not sure where to support their seawall. And so as a resident who I have with three children, we swim there regularly, and I'm just trying to understand these paradoxes of like, oh, some people know seawall, some people were going to use public resources, destroy a safe, treasured swimming area, and help them with their seawall. So I was just hoping I could put up a few photographs, and like I said, I would totally support a deferral if we could just get a few photos in front of you.
I think I know I've seen the photos that Mr. Fong provided. Let me just ask you, did you request a contested case hearing at the meeting?
So what we were told, and I think the record will show, is that you read the instructions for contested case hearing directly from the agenda. I think a reasonable person in reading the agenda and what your oral statement was did not say you must state at the meeting that you want a contested case. If you look at the way it's written, a reasonable person would believe that by submitting it within 10 days in writing, that would serve as adequate notice.
Yeah, but that's not what the rules say.
So I just want to mention that in fairness, for whatever reason, the way it's printed on the agenda, even today, is not totally clear that you need to say it at the meeting, and then also the instructions that you read. So anyway, real quick, just to take a quick step back. Earlier, I think the community member stated how grateful they were to you that community and resources are at the central focal point of how you guys are moving forward. In this instance, I think that there's continued education that needs to come from the community and a better understanding of the exact resources in question. So I would just, like I say, I'm just hoping that we can get a deferral. And if you would just take a look at a few of these photos, I'm not sure how the best way to sign in.
Well, you know, Mr. McElhaney, I'm sorry, we won't have time for the photos. I want to hear from Mr. Fong. Okay. Before, because I'm going to lose agenda in 5 minutes.
Well, that's why I'm supporting a deferral. So.
Okay, so that's your request. Okay.
And then after Mr. Fong, and then maybe you could instruct me while he's speaking.
Mr. Fong, go ahead.
You're on mute, Mr. Fong.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Thank you very much for the privilege of allowing me to speak. Blake, that was very nicely presented. Just in some preparation here, give me about 2 or 3 minutes to express my thoughts. My filing of a contested case, a petition for a contested case hearing, I understand was appropriately submitted within the 10-day deadline. Yes, the ruling was that it has to be submitted verbally at the end of the meeting. But I believe Don Chang, at the beginning of every DLNR meeting, states that the written approval may be submitted within a 10-day period. So I assume that my petition for a contested case hearing was appropriately submitted and should not be denied. Secondly, in my filing of the petition, questions number 20 to 25, which distinguishes me from the general public, I believe by definition, I have fulfilled the criteria of an interested party. And two stipulations in the contested case proceedings, government rulings, state to bolster my position that the board shall hold a contested case hearing upon its own motion or with written petition of any government agency or any interested party. I'm an interested party qualified by definition and per my submittal in my petition. So I should qualify to have a contested case hearing heard. The other more pertinent point is that DLNR in his letter submitted to me states that the board denied the request for a contested case hearing without a hearing pursuant to Hawaii statute 13-1-29-1. I reviewed it last night. So let me explicitly go over this verbatim with you. And my interpretation of such would clearly show that this, I guess you call it a statute, I'm not an attorney, is not applicable in my situation. So to read it here, got it cut off. It says here, the board, I can't see it. Excuse me. Oh, I have it here. The board, without a hearing, may deny a request or petition or both for a contested case when it is clear as a matter of law that the request concerns a subject that is not within the adjudicatory jurisdiction of the board. Not so in this case. The board has adjudicatory jurisdiction because the petitions are submitted directly to the board. So this is within the board's adjudicatory jurisdiction. Secondly, asserting the right to deny me without a hearing, not applicable also, it continues, or when it is clear as a matter of law that the petitioner, myself, does not have a legal right, duty, or privilege entitling one to a contested case proceeding. I have qualified for a contested case proceeding under the definition filling out the petition and where I am distinguishable from the general public. So I have the right as a, what do you call it here? An interested party or person to be heard as such. So I ask DLNR to honor my petition for a contested case hearing based that it was timely submitted, the qualifications that could be submitted within a 10-day period after the hearing, as I interpreted per Don Chang's statement at the beginning of every DLNR meeting. Secondly, by these two state laws as reference that allow me to participate as an interested party in a contested case hearing, and that this ruling 13-1-29.1 quoted by DLNR is not applicable in my situation. My reasons thus, I ask you to allow me the right for this contested case hearing. Secondly, just quickly, in 2018, Board of Land and Natural Resources approved the selection of a 3-member panel to select and vet a hearing officer, and this was approved. And I would motion that a similar manner be incorporated and approved by the board in the selection of a hearing officer, and allow me to allow Blake McElhaney's testimony to be included with my petition now or in the future. So basically, my request to allow my petition for contested case hearing to be approved.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Fong.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing,
I guess, Michael, or I guess both the AG, the staff's recommendation is to deny based upon a lack of standing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So under those circumstances, if we follow the staff's recommendation, then we don't hear evidence of the case being put on again a second time. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Because so, it's not required by law. That's right. That's the AG's opinion.
So
yes.
Yes.
Let me state that, you know, that I would propose that we approve the staff's recommendation in this case of no standing to have a contested case and to deny the contested case request. Is that appropriate, Donica?
I believe that is what the staff's submittal is. I will be honest, I'm not the deputy attorney general that worked on this. However, I did review it and have consulted with him. So yes, that's my understanding.
And in addition, it's my understanding that it's not required by law.
Yes.
By due process as a person with a protectable property interest. So it's that's their recommendation.
Yes, and I believe that's in the staff submittal as well.
And I think that's what Mr. Fong read. It's the or provision. So I think that, so that's consistent. So I recognize that that may be disappointing.
I guess predicated on that, Mr. McElhaney's presentation of additional evidence on interest and really is not relevant.
Right,
at this time.
I know. I'm.
I want to make clear from a due process perspective, there's a couple of problems. So the submittal that I received in the mail notifying me of this hearing specifically refers to the same provisions of Hawaii Administrative Rule 13-1-28, and it says, as discussed in the attached memorandum, no statute or rule mandates a contested case hearing, and there was no.
Yeah, my understanding that was a typo, as there was no memorandum.
So in terms of deferral, I still can't understand why you wouldn't be in favor of a deferral, since that was your original inclination, and because board members I've already heard people saying like, oh, you know, it's so late in the day, I'm not even going to be able to hear what's going on. I'm not able to look through the materials. When you sit here, it's amazing what you can hear in terms of board conversations.
And I'm sorry, and so, I'm not too sure that I had any inclination to defer this.
I was approached by the staff member who told me that he said to me, you are being deferred.
We're moving. He said no, and then it went back around.
Oh, it's only, and the only reason was because we had a little bit of time.
I
think this is a question of law. Yeah, so I don't think our decision will change, if we don't hear it today.
Okay, so in terms of a question of law, like I say, notifying someone of a meeting, letting them know that someone has access to a memo that they don't have access to. And then there's a number attached to this letter. So I called stealing our staff, and I can read you what the staff member told me when I called that number. It said, I'm not sure. I forgot what that was. I wasn't sure what they were talking about. Didn't understand most of what was being said. And then the AG that comes to this meeting is not the AG assigned to it, doesn't seem to have the full picture. And so I'm just stating, like, from a law perspective and a due process perspective, And I think it's even not totally true to say that we didn't cite in the petition law, because we said these are constitutionally protected rights. And if I would just beseech you, I'm not, like I said, it doesn't sound like any board member has been on site earlier
I've
in
been
this.
On site.
And have you swum in the basin?
I haven't swum in the basin.
Okay, so I just want to make clear that this board earlier in the day specifically accepted gratitude from the community that you were moving forward with a focus on community and resources. If no board member has even been on site, I mean, today, one of the remarkable things sitting here is the breadth and the depth of the issues that you are focused on and that you have to understand. To me, a deferral would be appropriate, and I would ask a board member who cares about the environment to make a motion for deferral. I'm not even sure if you guys understand what's happening. Do you see the Diamond Head Breakwater on this image?
And you know, Mr. McElhaney, we had an informational briefing, then we had a decision-making briefing. We were fully briefed on the change conditions that the state of Hawaii now owns that, and we are assuming liability.
Okay, and so from a liability perspective, what you are doing is making the situation for my family worse and more dangerous. 500 tons of those boulders from the Diamond Head Breakwater will be moved along a privately owned seawall, and 350 tons of additional boulders are going to be brought in. According to the documents, and I'm assuming you guys have read them thoroughly, there's going to be some sort of barge operation, semi-permanently anchored during the course of the operation. Yeah, exactly. And what I'm suggesting to you is,
but I think we're not going to revisit that. The decision has been made.
I don't think a decision has been made.
No, a decision has been made by the board.
When was the decision made?
About 3 months ago.
Okay, you're talking about issuing a permit. Okay, I'm talking about today's hearing. So today's hearing,
hearing is on the limited question of whether you are entitled. You had petitioned for a contested case hearing.
Yeah.
And that's the only issue before us. It's not about revisiting.
And the documents. Did everyone read my testimony?
Yes. Whatever you submitted to us.
It's been read.
Yes.
Okay, so then you would know that what it does is it explains my constitutional rights through the state constitution, through the various provisions of HRS, to have a contested case hearing. And so for you to say to me that I don't have those rights, it's not correct and it hasn't been determined. My family loves to swim here. This is what it looks like today. This is what it's going to look like based off of your action. What you are going to do is put boulders all along the private seawall so that people are no longer able to swim.
No longer able to jump.
What, can you show me where they jump from?
So, Mr. McElhaney, we're not going to revisit this issue all over again.
This fundamentally explains where you misunderstand. There is no jumping in the swimming. The swimming is the swimming.
Mr. McElhaney, I was there.
And did you jump?
I didn't jump, but I saw kids who did jump.
Okay. So, and did they get injured?
They have on previous occasions.
When you were there?
I don't go there every day. I only went there once. But you know what? I'm going to close this right now because a decision has been made by the board, and you can always file a deck action challenging the board's actions to deny your request for a contested case hearing, because we have determined as a matter of law that you're not entitled to a contested case. So you can always challenge us. You can always take this to court and challenge our decision. But we've acted.
I don't believe that you have made a decision.
I don't think I think it was just firsted and seconded.
So this wave action here that you see in these photos is what the jetty prevents.
June is on.
Okay. But
so I just want to be clear that you are fundamentally changing. And this is just down, that's me on the other day. Now this is farther down the coastline, the same private seawall that Doris Duke has. You can see that they've put boulders already up against the seawall. And so what I'm trying to explain to you,
I think this has gone on enough.
I
think there's been enough discussion, and I'd like to ask
for the call for the
vote at this point on my motion to accept the staff's recommendation of the lack of finding for a contested case.
And the matter has been seconded.
Yeah.
So all in favor of the motion, I apologize. Any objection? So the motion passes unanimously. And so both of the requests for contested case hearings have been denied.
And in saying this, I have been to the site. Okay. This matter has been brought to the board for numerous years.
Sure.
So thank you.
So with that being said, Vernon needs to leave. Okay.
Thank you very much.
And Riley, you need to leave, right?
What time is your flight?
I'm okay for a bit more.
Oh, you're okay for a bit. Thank you, Vernon.
Thank you, Vernon.
Okay. If land division.
One last more.
Mr. Fong, I'm sorry. We've completed your agenda item. We're going to move on to another. So agenda item D1.
Oh.
D1, right? Is that what we have left? We're in item D.
Left.
I know we have a lot left.
After D1, I also am.
Oh, you need to leave.
Facing some time pressure. I can stay for D1. We're gonna.
What do you have? Do you have a time? I was told that if we could decide. D12 and D13.
And 2 and 3, if possible, Chair.
We're going to vote for them.
Real fast. The volleyball tournament.
Yeah. They already did 2 and 3.
You did them.
We got it.
So we're going to do 12 and 13. I was told that was the other one that was D12 and D13. Okay. Oh, the DAGs. Yes. If we could, this should be very simple.
Okay, Russell, did you want me to present or you want to take it?
You present, please. Thank you.
Okay, DAGs, item D12 relates to the post office building. It's basically under a condominium property regime with two units owned by the post office and two units owned by DAGs, and an agreement between DAGs and DCCA is to transfer ownership of those units to DCCA so they can manage it. And I guess I should say that the ownership is actually with the BLNR. DAGs has an EO right now, and so we would cancel that EO and issue a new EO to DCCA.
Are you guys comfortable with that? You understand? So we're going to cancel. We're just going to put it under one entity. DCCA will manage the entire thing.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item D11. All in favor, please say aye. D12. I'm sorry. D12. Aye. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item D13.
Okay. D13 is on Kauai, and this is for a request to set aside some submerged lands to the County of Kauai so that they can do an erosion control project, basically to keep a roadway from eroding into the ocean.
That's okay. Any questions, board members, on item D13?
Motion to approve. Second.
A motion has been moved and seconded to approve item D13. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion. Dofa, you're here for what item?
7, I think.
C4 and C5. Is that going to be very fast? C4 and C5? You guys are both here. Take us while you can. I'm going to lose people soon. C5.
Yeah, thank you, Chair and Board members. I'm David Penn, Program Specialist for Legacy Land Conservation in the Division of Forestry and Wildlife, and Emma Yoon, our Native Ecosystems and Protection Management Section Manager, is also here. Item C5 is requesting approval of the resource land acquisition plan to guide the board in acquiring land having value as a resource to the state in the exercise of its powers under Chapter 173A Hawaii Revised Statutes. This is a statutory requirement, and so we're bringing this to you as the final step in meeting that legal requirement. It's a living document that we can continue to update with input from our community, our constituencies, our grant awardees, our Legacy Land Conservation Commission, and everyone else who wants to weigh in on it. But for now, we're just seeking to complete this phase for approval, as was this was an audit finding from back in 2019 that we had not completed this plan. So now we want to have it.
And that does, and but as you proceed on individual projects, those will come back to the board, right?
Oh, yes. This has nothing to do with the grant approvals that we come in annually for.
Any questions?
I mean, it's related, but.
Yeah, but yeah. Not
set. Cheryl, I'll make a motion to approve. And also just want to say how much I really value this program. So thank you guys for the work that you do on it. It's, I think, one of the shining jewels of what we get to work on. So
you're absolutely. Do we have a second? Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item C5.
Five.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The last one,
C4, is for the designation of the Manawaiala'e Forest Reserve, which is currently on a revocable permit. We have talked to the rancher that is on the permit, and he is notified and about this meeting and didn't have any comments about it. And so our hope is to turn it into a coal restoration area. It's right next to one of our state cabin areas that would make it very easy to manage and restore.
And this is just to move forward with a public hearing.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay.
I move that we approve item as recommended by staff.
Second. Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item D4. D4. All in favor, please say aye. C4.
Okay. Aye.
No opposition. The motion passes.
All right.
Have we completed all of the C?
Give me the point. Yeah.
That mean.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to lose them soon, but Kevin, what else do you have?
Four forestry leaves. Can we do D7?
Oh, yeah. D7? All right.
Forestry still there?
Yes.
Okay,
D7 takes us back to Kauai, and this is a request to withdraw 28 acres from a set aside to state parks to use for a DOFA facility that Emma could probably explain better.
Yeah, a rare plant facility.
There's also an immediate management right of entry for that area, about 28 acres. Staff recommendation is to approve.
Board members, any question?
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item D7. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Kevin, you're going to take us to where we're still here.
Okay, so we've still got D1, D2, D6, and D8. They're fairly routine. I can go through each one if you want, or if you have questions, you can ask them.
Yeah. Any questions on item D1? D1.
No. No questions. Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. A motion has been moved and seconded twice. All in favor of item D1, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item D2.
The ownership.
Yeah. The cancellation.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item D2. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item, we passed D3 and we did D4.
So
and we now
on
D6. D5 was canceled, withdrawn. D6. This is on the island of Kauai.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea if they can get the homeless people out of there. So Allison, I'm counting on you to do that.
can.
Poor Allison. Motion to approve.
Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item D6. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Very good. Item D6.
Everybody.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
D7 was just...
we just approved
that.
D8, we just...
D8's the last one.
Go ahead. This is on Hawaii Island.
Yeah, request for early termination of a lease.
Right.
For health reasons.
Yeah, health reasons.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item D8. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Okay.
Did we cover everything?
Did all of
Russell, did we cover? I think we covered all of D.
Yeah.
I think so. Pretty awesome. Good. Thank you.
Well, thank goodness those were well written submittals, and board members reviewed them, so it was not that difficult. So let's see, we did D9, we did E1. No, we did E1. We did not do E2.
Yeah.
We did E2. I'm sorry. With that amendment.
Yeah.
We did C1.
We did K1.
We did C1. We did C. We did not do C2, deferred. We did C3. We did C4. We did C5 and we did C6. We did D1.
C2 was deferred, that's fine.
Yeah, C2, yeah. C2 was deferred.
C2.
D1 was approved, yeah. D2 was approved, D3 was approved, D4 was approved, D5 was withdrawn, D6 was approved, D7 approved, D8 approved, D11 was a non-action item, D12 was approved, D13 was approved. The J items, we are deferring all of those. We approve K1, and we approved K2. So it's just the J items. Excellent, board members. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate everybody's
all of them.
Persistence, diligence, stamina. Run while you can. Thank you. I'm hoping you do not miss your flight.
Adjourn the meeting with your gavel.
Thank you.